7 seconds.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
But in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh,
Dick.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, April the 2nd, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joining each and every show. He's capable, he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Well, we're glad you're spending a little bit of your Saturday with us today. Let's get some business out of the way. You can reach us on your phone. You can listen on your phone, and you can call into the show. You can do that by dialing 619-393-6728. That's your way into the show. You hit the one button if you want to get on the show. We're also in the chat room. You can find us there at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. The number 2GS, the 2Gs. And we're both in there, and you can interact with us. So we were off last week. We're back, and here we go, Gene.
Yeah, welcome back there, brother. You know, I just want to know one question before I get going here. The production on that song, on the song in there, got very low. Does it get low on yours? Does it go like low?
No.
No.
I mean, the whole song, I lower it near the end, but most of the time it's, you know, I hear it pretty loud.
No. No, like in the middle of it, all of a sudden it goes real low.
Yeah, I do that at the end. I do that. What I'm trying to do is be professional. You know how you listen to shows and the music gets lower and lower and lower and it fades. You don't even know it fades out. I'm trying to do
that,
I can't do it. So.
No, when the song comes on, it starts and then it gets low and then it comes on loud again. I was just wondering if that happens.
Yeah.
The ending.
At the end, I do lower it at the end before I get on, when I first start talking, I do lower it.
Yeah, when you, that's, that
right,
I know.
Yeah.
All right,
let's get into it.
Yeah, well, before we get going there and everything, of course, once again, we lost some good people this, since we've been away. And you remember Ken Howard? Bro, Ken Howard.
Ken Howard. Give me is it movies? Is it TV?
Well,
is it sports?
No, Ken Howard was in an actor. He played in The White Shadow. Remember that series, that show, White Shadow, the coach? Oh, White Shadow.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He was. Well, he's a white guy.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we lost Ken Howard this week. We also lost, so I'm going to play something here for you. And listen to this. That was the theme song to the Patty Duke Show, a very popular show back when we were growing up. Fortunately, we lost Patty Duke this week at the age of 69. She was married to, of course, John Aston Gomez of the Addams Family, and her son is Sean Aston, the actor, who there was question back then who was really the father, and it turns out it was this person that she had an affair with. But anyway, we lost Patty Duke at the age of 69. Too young to lose. We also lost, growing up, when we used to watch TV, there was always usually one game on TV. You remember that, bro? We didn't have, like, all these channels now, you remember? It was like the NBC Game of the Week. And very important.
Kirk Gowdy or, you know, something like that.
Kirk Gowdy, you know, you had Tony Kubek, and, of course,
yep.
The man who was always there was Joe Garagiola.
I remember Joe.
Remember Joe? A very good friend of Yogi. They grew up. Both of them grew up in St. Louis. Joe, believe it or not, was the better player at the time, but you know Yogi became better. So let's listen to this little thing on Joe.
We're back at 7:49, remembering a cherished member of the Today family.
Joe Garagiola, who started off, as you know, as a baseball player and went on to a Hall of Fame broadcasting career that included co-hosting this show. Well, he died on Wednesday. He was a man who always knew how to start off the mornings with a smile.
I brought one of these in, kind of a special. Look at this one.
Yeah?
Well, you got dueling.
Look at these, man. I trade for them.
Joe Garagiola was known for his folksy comedy and commitment to family. Joe was born in 1926 in The Hill, the same close-knit St. Louis neighborhood as lifelong friend Yogi Berra, who died last year. Garagiola won the World Series in his rookie year, playing for his hometown St. Louis Cardinals. He played 8 more seasons before becoming an announcer with his down-home sense of humor.
Dion could have beaten them if they were playing in an airport or if they were playing in a telephone booth.
Garagiola called baseball games for nearly 6 decades. He also spent his mornings here at Today, serving as anchor in the 60s and 70s.
Henry, for our Today show friends, and you've been on the show many, many times, what number press conference is this for you?
And returning in the 90s.
I used to sleep till 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
This morning.
Oh, great.
Joe earned a special Peabody Award for his work and also hosted several game shows, even filling in on The Tonight Show for the legendary Johnny Carson. After 57 years, he retired in 2013, and a year later was just the 3rd recipient of the Buck O'Neill Award.
That was the little thing on the great Joe Garagiola, who passed away at the age of 90. I always, remember as he's growing up. He's a great broadcaster. He was even broadcasting the that Met in '86. He was still broadcasting then with the ball going to Buckner's legs. So condolences go. You remember? Yeah, condolences go out to.
Yeah, I know Vince Scully was doing that too. Was he working with Vince Scully?
Believe it or not, he was the only one. He was the last one to ever broadcast a game with Vince Scully because, you know, he does the games by himself.
Yeah, by himself, so, yeah. Right, yeah.
And
all right.
We also lost a great, I want to tell you, he was a great comedian, known for the Larry Sanders Show. I don't know if you ever watched that on HBO. You are going to be bringing it back. It's been out of circulation for a while, but because of the death of the great Gary Shandling, they're going to bring back the Larry Sanders Show. But let's listen to Gary Shandling, his first time on The Johnny Carson Show.
This is a good night for a young comedian's first appearance on network television because the audience is in a good mood and things are really cooking. Gary is from Tucson, Arizona. Appears regularly at the Comedy Store. Tucsoners? He appears at the Comedy Store in Hollywood and at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. As I said, this is his first time, so make him feel welcome. Would you welcome Gary Shanks?
Thank you. 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 Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you So I wanted your opinion. Do you feel that transgender, should they go into the men's room or should they go into the women's room?
This is a very tough one. And I know a lot of the liberals will go after North Carolina. They said they're going to, you know, pull up no more movies in there and all that kind of stuff. I do psychology, so I try to read different books. You know, I always make fun of me, these movies I watch. But I do read some horror books, but I try to read books that are, you know, about psychology. Right now I'm reading one about serial killers. Not that I'm dealing with any, at least I don't know, maybe they will become serial killers. But I did read a book on a transgender boy, twin, who became a girl. I'm torn on this one, brother, because, you know, people think, well, you're going to have perverts who are going to go in there and say, oh, I'm a girl, and want to spy on people. I think it's a real issue. I think transgender people generally believe they're in a different body, and it's a serious thing. But I'm torn because you don't know what people are going to just use that to go into a woman's room. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm a transgender. How do you know that? He's dressing as a woman because he wants to watch women? You know, you're right?
That's the way I felt when I first heard that. I go, what would it take me to just go on there, put on a wig and a dress and get it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The one thing that women have for him, I think if a transgender went into a man's room, he would be ridiculed. Me personally. You know what I'm saying? I think things would happen, you know, and I think he's more dangerous if he went into a men's room, whereas in a woman's room, at least they got the doors, they close. You know what I mean? They have some kind of privacy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm
torn.
Yeah. I'm on you in this. I'm torn also. I mean, I imagine if somebody told me you got to make a choice, I would say they would probably go, if I had to make it, would be in the women's room. But I am kind of torn on this one.
Yeah, and I do think it's a legitimate, issue, and I don't think these people are faking it. That's a tough one, brother. So I really couldn't give you a definitive answer. I'm okay either way, but I'm on the fence with this one. So that's where I am with that. Okay, brother. I want to make sure we don't forget that on the April 8th, Friday, is Camille, our sister's birthday. So we'll be back until next Saturday night. So I want to wish her a happy birthday before I forget to do that. All right, brother. We got a couple of things. I'll just spin the wheel here. We can talk baseball, which, you know, just starting out. We can talk Rangers, which playoffs haven't started yet. They're finishing the season. They got about 5 games left. They got a game tonight. And they got the basketball Final Four. Spin the wheel. Where do you want to go?
Well, you know, it's baseball season starting. You know, you know how I feel about baseball. For some reason, you know, the flowers grow, the air smells. You know, everything feels great when baseball season starts. You know, I just love it. You know, there's going to be a game on. You know, if you're a sports fan, there's going to be a game on every night. You got something to watch. But this is the first time, I think, in a long time, that you, brother, should be happy. This is the first time that actually the Mets are picked to make it to the playoffs and with their pitch into the World Series. So you got to be ecstatic over this team, the Mets team.
I'm not really. And you're right. It's the first time, I think, since 2000, maybe 7 and 8. You know, because 2006, they lost before the World Series. They were favored in 2007, even 2008, I think. But after that, I don't think this team is going to be that good. We'll be on the record real quick. I think it's going to be a third place for the Mets. I think Nationals are going to bounce back. I mean, they got two stud pitchers. They got better hitting. They got probably the best pitcher in baseball. Maybe it's Mike Trout and this guy, Harper. I think they get the division. I don't go too long. I think Miami's going to surprise people if they stay healthy, especially Fernandez and Stanton. I think they go in second. And I think the Mets come in third place with about 82 to 84 wins. I see Syndergaard getting knocked out for the year with Tommy John surgery. I see Max in and out of the lineup. 84 wins, third place. So I'm not that excited. And you got Terry Collins still managing the Mets. So there you go. I'm third place. That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about that Syndergaard's going to go out with? What? Tommy John? I mean.
Yeah. He's due for it. He's going to have his time now this year. That's why I'm making a prediction. I'm not saying I hope that happens. I'm making a prediction.
Well, if a prediction. I mean, that's ridiculous, wishing something like that. I mean, if the Mets pitching, if they, of course, things happen. I mean, injuries happen, and then the whole season can go down the hill. But if the Mets pitching holds up, There ain't a team in that National League is going to be able to hit them. They're going back to the World Series if their pitching holds up. I'm telling you right now. Forget about the Marlins. I mean, give me a Marlins.
I'm not saying they're going to win the playoffs. Real quick, I'm going to say it's going to be Nationals one. Okay, I got the Cubs coming in the Central, and I got the Giants being resurrected in the third, in the West. And the wild card, I liked Arizona, then I lost that guy there. I think you probably have maybe St. Louis as a wild card. And Cubs versus and the Yankees, I think it's going to be Boston wins that division, followed by Kansas City. And then I like Seattle in the West. Yankees get a wild card. I'm looking at Cubs and Boston, and Cubs break the curse against the team that last had the curse. Cubs win the World Series. There you go. What you got?
That's terrible. That's terrible. Boston. They're already having problems now. Boston.
What you got? You're lucky here, brother.
I gave you the Mets, you know, and you're a Mets man. But you're doing that with the Boston thing just to aggravate me. Yeah, that's why
I'm telling you who I think.
No. Boston and
Cubs. I said the Yankees are going to get the wild card. Get on the record. I want to know. I said Cubs, Boston, World Series, Cubs win. Give me while on the record here. You know, what are your teams? Give me your division winners and your World Series winner. I write it down. I remember the date so I can go back and check it. Okay, go ahead. Go.
You know, I got the Mets.
Okay.
I'll pick the Cubbies.
Okay. Write it down.
And, you all want to pick the Giants. I was going to go with Arizona, but I don't know how long that Pollock is going to be. That hurts. But, I'm going to go with Arizona. I think Arizona's going to win that division.
Okay. All right. Wild card, you got the Giants?
The wild card would be the Giants, and I'm going with Washington as the two wild cards.
Okay,
I got the Cardinals are going to have a bad year this year. They're due for a bad year, so they're gone. Pittsburgh, they're a fraud team now. They're gone. They're not even happy with the whole argument. So that's it.
Right.
Then I got the Yankees. Okay. I got Kansas City, again, winning that division.
Yep.
Okay? And in the West, I got the Texas Rangers. Rangers.
All right.
Okay?
Wild cards.
And the wild cards are going to be Houston. We're going to have Houston, and we're going to have the Indians, everyone in that division.
All right. Give me who's going to win. You know the Yankees, you're just picking teams. That's what I'm saying. So,
I'm going with the Yankees. You told me who I feel is going to win. Going with the Yankees.
You know, against who? Cubs?
It's going to be the Yankees and the Mets.
Oh, my God. It's
going to be the Yankees against the Mets in the World Series.
Okay. Win the World Series.
What's that?
You got the Yankees winning the World Series then, and and I got the Cubs winning the World Series. I got to write down. I'm writing it down. I got to write everything, even though I can go back to listen to this.
Yeah, write it down. I'm not afraid of what I pick.
Okay.
You should be. You should be very afraid.
I didn't go with the two wild cards, so I'm going to have to go. The season hasn't started yet, but I'm going to have to pick up my wild cards again. But I'm picking the Cubs over the Red Sox in the World Series. That's where I'm going with that. So, all right, we're getting down. We got some time here, but let's move. We got the Final Four. You want to hit the Rangers for 3-4 minutes? What do you got?
Well, real quickly on the Final Four, but I should stay off college basketball because I know nothing about it. I mean, all my four teams were gone. I don't know how quick, you know. You got Villanova, Oklahoma. I'm going to go with Villanova to win the game, and I'm going to go with North Carolina. Finally, Syracuse is going to have to show up. I mean, they're not that good. I don't know what's going on there. But I have North Carolina, Villanova, and I would hope that Villanova would win, but I think North Carolina would take it.
Well, I think we're pretty much on the same thing there because I got Villanova, which I like that team, and every year I pick them, and they're usually and they crash early. But this year they've been going, either Villanova, and I got North Carolina as well, and North Carolina winning it. You said North Carolina as well.
One real quick on that, Mike Krzyzewski there, the coach for Duke, Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
I mean, what a phony! Now I lost all respect for him. after that he told that kid that you're too good. He's trying to coach somebody else's kid, and then he lies in there. And then he has this, one kid on the team who is tripping people, and he says, well, he's not a bad kid. There's other kids on the other teams who do the same. Who cares about it? You have a kid on there who's tripping people on the court, you know? And you're supposed to be the guru of basketball. And you do absolutely, you're sticking up for the kid. I lost my respect for Mike Krzyzewski.
I don't know if I lost my respect for him, but I'm with you on this one. He has no business talking to another player, another team, and then lying about it. But he's not lying about it. He's had no business talking to another team. You talk to the coach if you want to, or you just walk off the court. Okay, so I don't know if I lost all respect for him, but I'm with you 100%. He had no business doing that, especially some of the players on his team, like you just said. So I'm with you on that one. All right, there, brother. We're getting down to the last. We got another 4 minutes. We got another 3 minutes with our close. Any shows? Looking forward to, of course, the final episode tomorrow of The Walking Dead. That's an hour and a half, and then that's over. So, looking forward to that, brother.
Oh, you know I'm looking forward to it because we're getting one of the badasses coming on the show, and you know. And you know something's going to be going down on that show. Something's going to happen to one of the stars because they always do it. And you're just wondering which one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the finale of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but they said he makes the governor look soft. So you're going to be some killing. I think the redheaded guy. I don't know anything about, but the redheaded guy, I think is going to go. They're building up that love story with him, and I think the redheaded guy is going to go. But they got to kill off the star soon to me to keep me going. At least one. I mean, Darryl, Glenn, someone like that. I mean, they got to go. But anything else? I just saw Herschel popped up on Damien, the actor, Scott Wilson. He popped up on Damien.
I saw that. He's head of the cult there, or head of the whatever it is. I saw him.
All right, there, brother. Well, let's get down to the end here. Let's get some final thoughts. May have a little final thoughts before we go.
All right, first of all, I also want to say, happy birthday to our sister, Camille, out there in Arizona. Also, I'm excited that my grandson now is playing hockey, okay?
Right.
You know, a sport that's very dear to me. You sign him up. He's been learning how to skate, so he's playing some hockey.
Right.
I can't wait to see him. That's great. Anyway, thanks to everybody who's listening, wherever you're listening. MG there, great job, and adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care, easy.
Yeah, I'm with you there, brother. I think that's great that Anthony is that was something I would love to see him go and play hockey. I'll definitely go watch those games. That's good that your son, Jason, puts him in all these different sports, which is great. You know, he plays baseball. He's playing, he does hockey. You should get him in every sport. And I got to get him out there in tennis. Probably be good in tennis. He's very sports-minded, which is great. All right, well, we'll be back next week. So make sure you tell everybody about the show. If you're listening on demand, we appreciate it. If you can listen live, that'd be great because we like to have some feedback on the phone. But our numbers are going up. I've been looking at the numbers. I don't know who's listening, but it looks like on demand, a lot of people have been, but the numbers are going up on demand. I get that email. So we appreciate if you're listening out there. We will be back next week. So enjoy baseball this opening weekend. So for GG, this is MG saying goodnight, America.
Something is missing from my experience. I've been living life in a hotel, high rise and low rise.